The Second Book of Kings, Chapter 23. The Last Words of David, a Catalogue of His Valiant Men. Now these are David's last words. David, the son of Isai, said, "The man to whom it was appointed concerning the Christ of the God of Jacob, the excellent psalmist of Israel, said, The Spirit of the Lord hath spoken by me, and his word by my tongue. The God of Israel said to me, The strong one of Israel spoke, the ruler of men, the just ruler, in the fear of God. As the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, shineth in the morning without clouds, and as the grass springeth out of the earth by rain. Neither is my house so great with God that he should make with me an eternal covenant, firm in all things and assured. For he is all my salvation and all my will. Neither is there aught thereof that springeth not up. But transgressors shall all of them be plucked up as thorns, which are not taken away with hands. And if a man will touch them, he must be armed with iron and with a staff of a lance. But they shall be set on fire and burnt to nothing." These are the names of the valiant men of David. Jezbaham, sitting in the chair, was the wisest chief among the three. He was like the most tender little worm of the wood, who killed 800 men at one onset. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three valiant men that were with David when they defiled the Philistines, and they were there gathered together to battle. And when the men of Israel were gone away, he stood and smote the Philistines till his hand was weary, and grew stiff with the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people that were fled away returned to take spoils of them that were slain. And after him was Sema the son of Agi of Arari. And the Philistines were gathered together in a troop, for there was a field full of lentils. And when the people were fled from the face of the Philistines, he stood in the midst of the field and defended it, and defeated the Philistines. And the Lord gave a great victory. Moreover, also before this, the three who were princes among the 30 went down and came to David in the harvest time into the cave of Adullam. And the camp of the Philistines was in the valley of the giants. And David was then in a hold, and there was a garrison of the Philistines then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that some man would get me a drink of the water out of the cistern that is in Bethlehem by the gate." And the three valiant men broke through the camp of the Philistines, and drew water out of the cistern of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and brought it to David. But he would not drink, but offered it to the Lord, saying, "The Lord be merciful to me, that I may not do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men that went, and the peril of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink. These things did these three mighty men. Abishai, also the brother of Joab, the son of Sarvio, was chief among three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 whom he slew. And he was renowned among the three, and the noblest of three, and was their chief. But to the three first he attained not. And Benaiah, the son of Joiada, a most valiant man, of great deeds, of Kabseel, he slew the two lions of Moab, and he went down and slew a lion in the midst of a pit, in the time of snow. He also slew an Egyptian, a man worthy to be a sight, having a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a rod, and forced the spear out of the hand of the Egyptian, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Joiada. And he was renowned among the three valiant men, who were the most honorable among the 30. But he attained not to the first three. And David made him of his privy council. Asael, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elehanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Sema of Horadi. Elika of Horadi. Heles of Phaltai. Hira, the son of Achaz of Thecua. Abiezer of Anathoth. Mabonai of Husatai. Salmon the Ahohite. Maharai the Netophethite. Hele, the son of Bena, also a Netophethite. Ithai, the son of Rebai of Gabbath, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, the Phaerothonite, Hedi of the Torrent Gas, Abalbon the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Baromai, Eliaba of Salaboni, the sons of Jazven, Jonathan, Sema of Arari, Aliam the son of Sarar the Ararite, Eliphelet the son of Asabai, the son of Makatai, Eliam the son of Akatophel the Gilonite, Hesri of Carmel, Pharai of Arbai, Egal the son of Nathan of Soba, Bonai of Gadai, Selek of Ammoni, Naharai the Berothite, armor bearer of Joab, the son of Sarvia, Ira the Jethrite, Garab also a Jethrite, Urias the Hethite, 37 in all. Chapter 24. David numbereth the people. God sendeth a pestilence, which is stopped by David's prayer and sacrifice. And the anger of the Lord was again kindled against Israel, and stirred up David among them, saying, Go, number Israel and Judah. And the king said to Joab, the general of his army, Go through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of them. And Joab said to the king, The Lord thy God increase thy people, and make them as many more as they are now, and again multiply them 100-fold in the sight of my lord the king. But what meaneth my lord the king by this kind of thing? But the king's words prevailed over the words of Joab and of the captains of the army. And Joab and the captains of the soldiers went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And when they had passed the Jordan, they came to Aroer, to the right side of the city, which is in the vale of Gad. And by Jazer they passed into Galaad and to the lower land of Hodzai, and they came into the woodlands of Dan. And going about by Sidon, they passed near the walls of Tyre, and all the land of the Hivite, and the Canaanite, and they came to the south of Judah, into Beersheba. And having gone through the whole land, after 9 months and 20 days, they came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people to the king, and there were found of Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and of Judah 500,000 fighting men. But David's heart struck him after the people were numbered. And David said to the Lord, I have sinned very much in what I have done, but I pray thee, O Lord, to take away the iniquity of thy servant, because I have done exceeding foolishly. And David arose in the morning, and the word of the Lord came to Gad the prophet and the seer of David, saying, Go and say to David, Thus saith the Lord, I give thee thy choice of three things. Choose one of them which thou wilt, that I may do it to thee. And when Gad was come to David, he told him, saying, Either 7 years of famine shall come to thee in thy land, or thou shalt flee 3 months before thy adversaries, and they shall pursue thee, or for 3 days there shall be a pestilence in thy land. Now therefore deliberate, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in a great strait, but it is better that I should fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are many, than into the hands of men. And the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, from the morning until the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel of the Lord had stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord had pity on the affliction, and said to the angel that slew the people, It is enough. Now hold thy hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David said to the Lord, when he saw the angel striking the people, It is I. I am he that have sinned. I have done wickedly. These that are the sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I beseech thee, be turned against me and against my father's house. And Gad came to David that day and said, Go up and build an altar to the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David went up according to the word of Gad, which the Lord had commanded him. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming towards him. And going out he worshipped the king, bowing with his face to the earth, and said, Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said to him, To buy the threshing floor of thee, and build an altar to the Lord, that the plague which rageth among the people may cease. And Araunah said to David, Let my lord the king take an offer, as it seemeth good to him. Thou hast here oxen for a holocaust, and the wain, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. All these things Araunah as a king gave to the king. And Araunah said to the king, The Lord thy God receive thy vow. And the king answered him and said, Nay, but I will buy it of thee at a price, and I will not offer to the Lord my God holocausts free cost. So David bought the floor and the oxen for 50 sickles of silver. And David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered holocausts and peace offerings. And the Lord became merciful to the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Thus concludes the second book of Samuel, otherwise called the second book of Kings. The third book of Kings, chapter 1. King David growing old, Abishag, a Shunammitess, is brought to him. Adonias pretending to reign, Nathan and Bethsabe obtained that Solomon should be declared an anointed king. Now King David was old and advanced in years, and when he was covered with clothes, he was not warm. His servants therefore said to him, Let us seek for our lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king and cherish him and sleep in his bosom, and warm our lord the king. So they sought a beautiful young woman in all the coasts of Israel, and they found Abishag, a Shunammitess, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was exceeding beautiful, and she slept with the king and served him, but the king did not know her. And Adonias, the son of Haggarith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he made himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. Neither did his father rebuke him at any time, saying, Why hast thou done this? And he also was very beautiful, and next in birth after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Sarvia, and with Abiathar, the priest, who furthered Adonias' side. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Joiada, and Nathan, the prophet, and Semei, and Rai, and the strength of David's army, was not with Adonias. And Adonias, having slain rams and calves and all fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which was near the fountain Rogel, invited all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and all the valiant men, and Solomon his brother, he invited not. And Nathan said to Bethsabe, the mother of Solomon, Hast thou not heard that Adonias the son of Haggith reigneth, and our lord David knoweth it not? Now then, come, take my counsel, and save thy life, and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee in to King David, and say to him, Didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear to me, thy handmaid, saying, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne? Why then doth Adonias reign? And while thou art yet speaking there with the king, I will come in after thee, and will fill up thy words. So Bethsabe went in to the king, into the chamber. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammitess ministered to him. Bethsabe bowed herself and worshipped the king, and the king said to her, What is thy will? She answered and said, My lord, thou didst swear to thy handmaid by the Lord thy God, saying, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne. And behold, now Adonias reigneth, and thou, my lord the king, knoweth nothing of it. He hath killed oxen and all fat cattle, and many rams, and invited all the king's sons, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the general of the army. But Solomon thy servant he invited not. And now, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldst tell them, Who shall sit on thy throne, my lord the king, after thee? Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king sleepeth with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. As she was yet speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came. And they told the king, saying, Nathan the prophet is here. And when he was come in before the king and had worshipped, bowing down to the ground, Nathan said, My lord, O king, hast thou said, Let Adonias reign after me, and let him sit upon my throne? Because he is gone down today, and hath killed oxen and fatlings and many rams, and invited all the king's sons and the captains of the army, and Abiathar the priest, and they are eating and drinking before him, and saying, God save King Adonias. But me thy servant, and Sadoc the priest, and Benaiah the son of Joiada, and Solomon thy servant, he hath not invited. Is this word come out from my lord the king, and hast thou not told me thy servant who should sit on the throne of my lord, the king after him? And King David answered and said, Call to me Bethsabe. And when she was come into the king, and stood before him, the king swore and said, As the Lord liveth, who hath delivered my soul out of all distress, even as I swore to thee by the Lord the God of Israel, saying, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, so will I do this day. And Bethsabe, bowing with her face to the earth, worshipped the king, saying, May my lord David live forever. King David also said, Call me Sadoc the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Joiada. And when they were come in before the king, he said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and set my son Solomon upon my mule, and bring him to Gihon. And let Sadoc the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there king over Israel. And you shall sound the trumpet, and shall say, God save King Solomon. And you shall come up after him, and he shall come, and shall sit upon my throne, and he shall reign in my stead. And I will appoint him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Joiada answered the king, saying, Amen. So say the Lord, the God of my lord the king. As the Lord hath been with my lord the king, so be he with Solomon, and make his throne higher than the throne of my lord King David. So Sadoc the priest and Nathan the prophet went down, and Benaiah the son of Joiada, and the Kerethi, and Phelethi, and they set Solomon upon the mule of King David, and brought him to Gihon. And Sadoc the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle, and anointed Solomon. And they sounded the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the multitude went up after him, and the people played with pipes, and rejoiced with a great joy, and the earth rang with the noise of their cry. And Adonias and all that were invited by him heard it. And now the feast was at an end. And Joab also, hearing the sound of the trumpet, said, What meaneth this noise of the city in an uproar? While he yet spoke, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest, came. And Adonias said to him, Come in, because thou art a valiant man, and bringest good news. And Jonathan answered Adonias, Not so, for our lord King David hath appointed Solomon king, and hath sent with him Sadoc the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Joiada, and the Kerethi and Phelethi, and they have set him upon the king's mule. And Sadoc the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. And they are gone up from thence rejoicing, so that the city rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. Moreover, Solomon sitteth upon the throne of the kingdom, and the king's servants going in have blessed our lord King David, saying, May God make the name of Solomon greater than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king adored in his bed. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who hath given this day one to sit on my throne, my eyes seeing it. Then all the guests of Adonias were afraid, and they all arose, and every man went his way. And Adonias, fearing Solomon, arose and went, and took hold on the horn of the altar. And they told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonias, fearing King Solomon, hath taken hold of the horn of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear to me this day that he will not kill his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, If he be a good man, there shall not so much as one hair of his head fall to the ground. But if evil be found in him, he shall die. Then King Solomon sent and brought him out from the altar. And going in, he worshipped King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, Go to thy house. Chapter 2. David, after giving his last charge to Solomon, dieth. Adonias is put to death. Abiathar is banished. Joab and Shimei are slain. And the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged his son Solomon, saying, I am going the way of all flesh. Take thou courage, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and observe his ceremonies and his precepts, and judgments and testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest understand all thou dost, and whithersoever thou shalt turn thyself, that the Lord may confirm his words, which he hath spoken of me, saying, If thy children shall take heed to their ways, and shall walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not be taken away from thee a man on the throne of Israel. Thou knowest also what Joab the son of Sarvia hath done to me, what he did to the two captains of the army of Israel, to Abner the son of Ner, and to Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war and peace, and put the blood of war on his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoary head go down to hell in peace. But show kindness to the sons of Barzillai, the Galadite, and let them eat at thy table, for they met me when I fled from the face of Absalom, thy brother. Thou hast also with thee Semei, the son of Gera, the son of Jimini of Bahurim, who cursed me with a grievous curse when I went to the camp. But because he came down to meet me when I passed over the Jordan, and I swore to him by the Lord, saying, I will not kill thee with a sword. Do not thou hold him guiltless. But thou art a wise man, and knowest what to do with him. And thou shalt bring down his gray hairs with blood to hell. So David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned in Israel were 40 years. In Hebron he reigned 7 years, in Jerusalem 33. And Solomon sat upon the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was strengthened exceedingly. And Adonias, the son of Haggith, came to Bethsabe, the mother of Solomon. And she said to him, Is thy coming peaceable? He answered, Peaceable. And he added, I have a word to speak with thee. She said to him, Speak. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and all Israel had preferred me to be their king, but the kingdom is transferred and is become my brother's, for it was appointed him by the Lord. Now therefore I ask one petition of thee, turn not away my face. And she said to him, Say on. And he said, I pray thee, speak to King Solomon, for he cannot deny thee anything, to give me Abishag, the Shunammitess, to wife. And Bathsheba said, Well, I will speak for thee to the king. Then Bathsheba came to King Solomon to speak to him for Adonias. And the king arose to meet her, and bowed to her, and sat down upon his throne. And a throne was set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. And she said to him, I desire one small petition of thee. Do not put me to confusion. And the king said to her, My mother, ask, for I must not turn away thy face. And she said, Let Abishag the Shunammitess be given to Adonias, thy brother, to wife. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, Why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammitess for Adonias? Ask for him also the kingdom, for he is my elder brother, and hath Abiathar the priest, and Joab the son of Sarvia. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying, So and so may God do to me, and add more if Adonias hath not spoken this word against his own life. And now as the Lord liveth, who hath established me, and placed me upon the throne of David my father, and who hath made me a house as he promised, Adonias shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Joiada, who slew him, and he died. And the king said also to Abiathar the priest, Go to Anathoth, to thy lands, for indeed thou art worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou didst carry the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and hast endured trouble in all the troubles my father endured. So Solomon cast out Abiathar from being the priest of the Lord, that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled, which he spoke concerning the house of Heli in Shiloh. And the news came to Joab, because Joab had turned after Adonias, and had not turned after Solomon. And Joab fled into the tabernacle of the Lord, and laid hold on the horn of the altar. And it was told King Solomon that Joab was fled into the tabernacle of the Lord, and was by the altar. And Solomon sent Benaiah the son of Joiada, saying, Go, kill him. And Benaiah came to the tabernacle of the Lord, and said to him, Thus saith the king, come forth. And he said, I will not come forth, but here I will die. Benaiah brought word back to the king, saying, Thus saith Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said to him, Do as he hath said, and kill him, and bury him, and thou shalt remove the innocent blood which hath been shed by Joab from me and from the house of my father. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, because he murdered two men, just and better than himself, and slew them with a sword, my father David not knowing it, Abner the son of Ner, general of the army of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, general of the army of Judah. And their blood shall return upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his seed forever. But to David and his seed, and his house, and to his throne, be peace forever from the Lord. So Benaiah the son of Joiada went up, and setting upon him, slew him, and he was buried in his house in the desert. And the king appointed Benaiah the son of Joiada in his room over the army, and Zadok the priest he put in the place of Abiathar. The king also sent and called for Shimei, and said to him, Build thee a house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and go not out from thence any whither. For on what day soever thou shalt go out, and shalt pass over the brook of Kidron, know that thou shalt be put to death. Thy blood shall be upon thy own head. And Shimei said to the king, The saying is good. As my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass after 3 years that the servants of Shimei ran away to Achish, the son of Maacah, the king of Geth. And it was told Shimei that his servants were gone to Geth. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Achish to Geth to seek his servants. And he brought them out of Geth. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Geth and was come back. And sending, he called for him and said to him, Did I not protest to thee by the Lord and tell thee before? On what day soever thou shalt go out and walk abroad any whither, know that thou shalt die. And thou answerest me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I laid upon thee? And the king said to Shimei, Thou knowest all the evil of which thy heart is conscious, which thou didst to David my father. The Lord hath returned thy wickedness upon thy own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah, the son of Joiada, and he went out and struck him, and he died. Chapter 3. Solomon marrieth Pharaoh's daughter. He sacrificeth in Gabaon. In the choice which God gave him, he preferreth wisdom, his wise judgment between the two harlots. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon, and he made affinity with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. For he took his daughter and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house, and the house of the Lord, and the wall of Jerusalem round about. But yet the people sacrificed in the high places, for there was no temple built to the name of the Lord until that day. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the precepts of David his father. Only he sacrificed in the high places and burnt incense. He went therefore to Gabaon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 victims for holocausts did Solomon offer upon that altar in Gabaon. And the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, saying, Ask what thou wilt that I should give thee. And Solomon said, Thou hast shown great mercy to thy servant David my father, even as he walked before thee in truth and justice, and an upright heart with thee. And thou hast kept thy great mercy for him, and hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a child, and know not how to go out and come in. And thy servant is in the midst of the people which thou hast chosen, an immense people, which cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore to thy servant an understanding heart, to judge thy people, and discern between good and evil. For who shall be able to judge this people, thy people, which is so numerous? And the word was pleasing to the Lord that Solomon had asked such a thing. And the Lord said to Solomon, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life or riches, nor the lives of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself wisdom to discern judgment, behold, I have done for thee according to thy words, and have given thee a wise and understanding heart. insomuch that there hath been no one like thee before thee, nor shall arise after thee. Yea, and the things also which thou didst not ask, I have given thee, to wit, riches and glory, so that no one hath been like thee among the kings in all days heretofore. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, and keep my precepts and my commandments as thy father walked, I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awaked and perceived that it was a dream. And when he was come to Jerusalem, he stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered holocausts, and sacrificed victims of peace offerings, and made a great feast for all his servants. Then there came two women that were harlots to the king, and stood before him. And one of them said, I beseech thee, my lord, I and this woman dwelt in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the chamber. And the third day after that I was delivered, she also was delivered, and we were together, and no other person with us in the house, only we two. And this woman's child died in the night, for in her sleep she overlaid him. And rising in the dead time of the night, she took my child from my side, while I, thy handmaid, was asleep, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But considering him more diligently when it was clear day, I found that it was not mine which I bore. And the other woman answered, It is not so as thou sayest, but thy child is dead, and mine is alive. On the contrary, she said, Thou liest, for my child liveth, and thy child is dead. And in this manner they strove before the king. Then said the king, The one saith, My child is alive, and thy child is dead. And the other answereth, Nay, but thy child is dead, and mine liveth. The king therefore said, Bring me a sword. And when they had brought a sword before the king, Divide, said he, the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. But the woman whose child was alive said to the king, for her bowels were moved upon her child, I beseech thee, my lord, give her the child alive, and do not kill it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divided. The king answered and said, Give the living child to this woman, and let it not be killed, for she is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, seeing that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Chapter 4. Solomon's chief officers, his riches and wisdom. And King Solomon reigned over all Israel. And these were the princes which he had, Azarias the son of Sadoc the priest, Elihoref and Ahiah the sons of Sisa scribes, Josaphat the son of Ahilud recorder, Benaiah the son of Joiada over the army, and Sadoc and Abiathar priests, Azarias the son of Nathan over them that were about the king, Zabud the son of Nathan the priest, the king's friend, and Ahasar, governor of the house, and Adoniram, the son of Abda, over the tribute. And Solomon had 12 governors over all Israel, who provided victuals for the king and for his household, for every one provided necessaries, each man his month in the year. And these are their names, Ben-Hur, in Mount Ephraim, Bendekar, in Machaz, and in Salibim, and in Beth-Samis, and in Elon, and in Beth-Anan. Ben-Hesed in Aruboth, his was Soko, and all the land of Epher. Ben-Abinadab, to whom belonged all Nephath-Dor, he had Tapheth, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Bena, the son of Ahilud, who governed Thanak and Megiddo, and all Beth-San, which is by Sarthana, beneath Jezreel, from Beth-San unto Abimehulah, over against Jechmain. Ben-Gaber in Ramoth-Galad, he had the towns of Jair, the son of Manasses in Galad, he was chief in all the country of Argob, which is in Basan, 80 great cities with walls and brazen bolts. Abinadab, the son of Ado, was chief in Manaim. Achimas in Naphtali, he also had Basimoth, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Bena, the son of Husai, in Aser, and in Baloth, Josaphat, the son of Pharu, in Issachar, Semai, the son of Elah, in Benjamin, Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Galaad, in the land of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and of Og, the king of Basan, over all that were in that land. Judah and Israel were innumerable as the sand of the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and rejoicing. And Solomon had under him all the kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines, even to the border of Egypt. And they brought him presents and served him all the days of his life. And the provision of Solomon for each day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 out of the pastures, and 100 rams, besides venison of harts, roes, and buffaloes, and fatted fowls. For he had all the country which was beyond the river, from Tapsah to Gazan, and all the kings of those countries, and he had peace on every side round about. And Judah and Israel dwelt without any fear, every one under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of chariot horses, and 12,000 for the saddle. And the foresaid governors of the king fed them, and they furnished the necessaries also for King Solomon's table, with great care in their time. They brought barley also, and straw for the horses and beasts, to the place where the king was, according as it was appointed them. And God gave to Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart as the sand that is on the seashore. And the wisdom of Solomon surpassed the wisdom of all the Orientals and of the Egyptians. And he was wiser than all men, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Dorda, the sons of Mahol, and he was renowned in all nations round about. Solomon also spoke 3,000 parables, and his poems were 1,005. And he treated about trees from the cedar that is in Libanus unto the hyssop that cometh out of the wall. And he discoursed of beasts, and of fowls, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And they came from all nations to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who heard of his wisdom. Chapter 5. Hiram, king of Tyre, agreeth to furnish timber and workmen for building the temple, the number of workmen and overseers. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, for he heard that they had anointed him king in the room of his father, for Hiram had always been David's friend. And Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, Thou knowest the will of David my father, and that he could not build a house to the name of the Lord his God, because of the wars that were round about him, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God hath given me rest round about, and there is no adversary nor evil occurrence. Wherefore I propose to build a temple to the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to David my father, saying, Thy son, whom I will set upon the throne in thy place, he shall build a house to my name. Give orders, therefore, that thy servants cut me down cedar trees out of Libanus, and let my servants be with thy servants, and I will give thee the hire of thy servants whatsoever thou wilt ask. For thou knowest how there is not among my people a man that has skill to hew wood like to the Sidonians. Now when Hiram had heard the words of Solomon, he rejoiced exceedingly, and said, Blessed be the Lord God this day, who hath given to David a very wise son over this numerous people. And Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, I have heard all thou hast desired of me, and I will do all thy desire concerning cedar trees and fir trees. My servants shall bring them down from Libanus to the sea, and I will put them together in floats in the sea, and convey them to the place which thou shalt signify to me, and will land them there, and thou shalt receive them, and thou shalt allow me necessaries to furnish food for my household. So Hiram gave Solomon cedar trees and fir trees according to all his desire. And Solomon allowed Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for provision for his house, and 20 measures of the purest oil. Thus gave Solomon to Hiram every year. And the Lord gave wisdom to Solomon, as he promised him. And there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and they two made a league together. And King Solomon chose workmen out of all Israel, and the levy was of 30,000 men. And he sent them to Libanus, 2,000 every month by turns, so that 2 months they were at home. And Adoniram was over this levy. And Solomon had 70,000 to carry burdens, and 80,000 to hew stones in the mountain, besides the overseers who were over every work, in number 3,000, and 300 that ruled over the people, and them that did the work. And the king commanded that they should bring great stones, costly stones, for the foundation of the temple, and should square them. And the masons of Solomon and the masons of Hiram hewed them, and the Gibeonites prepared timber and stones to build the house. Chapter 6. The Building of Solomon's Temple. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of the reign of Solomon over Israel, in the month Zio, the same is the second month, he began to build a house to the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built to the Lord was 80 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 30 cubits in height. And there was a porch before the temple of 20 cubits in length, according to the measure of the breadth of the temple. And it was 10 cubits in breadth before the face of the temple. And he made in the temple oblique windows. And upon the wall of the temple he built floors round about, in the walls of the house round about the temple and the oracle, and he made sides round about. The floor that was underneath was 5 cubits in breadth, and the middle floor was 6 cubits in breadth, and the third floor was 7 cubits in breadth. And he put beams in the house round about on the outside, that they might not be fastened in the walls of the temple. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stones hewed and made ready, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house when it was in building. The door for the middle side was on the right hand of the house, and by winding stairs they went up to the middle room, and from the middle to the third. So he built the house and finished it, and he covered the house with roofs of cedar. And he built a floor over all the house, 5 cubits in height, and he covered the house with timber of cedar. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, This house which thou buildest, if thou wilt walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments, walking in them, I will fulfill my word to thee, which I spoke to David thy father. And I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. And he built the walls of the house on the inside, with boards of cedar, from the floor of the house to the top of the walls, and to the roofs he covered it with boards of cedar on the inside, and he covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. And he built up 20 cubits with boards of cedar at the hinder part of the temple, from the floor to the top, and made the inner house of the oracle to be the holy of holies. And the temple itself before the doors of the oracle was 40 cubits long, and all the house was covered within with cedar, having the turnings and the joints thereof artfully wrought, and carvings projecting out. All was covered with boards of cedar, and no stone could be seen in the wall at all. And he made the oracle in the midst of the house, in the inner part, to set there the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Now the oracle was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in height. And he covered and overlaid it with most pure gold, and the altar also he covered with cedar. And the house before the oracle he overlaid with most pure gold, and fastened on the plates with nails of gold. And there was nothing in the temple that was not covered with gold. The whole altar of the oracle he covered also with gold. And he made in the oracle 2 cherubims of olive tree, of 10 cubits in height. One wing of the cherub was 5 cubits, and the other wing of the cherub was 5 cubits. That is, in all, 10 cubits, from the extremity of one wing to the extremity of the other wing. The second cherub also was 10 cubits, and the measure and the work was the same in both the cherubims. That is to say, one cherub was 10 cubits high, and in like manner the other cherub. And he set the cherubims in the midst of the inner temple. And the cherubims stretched forth their wings, and the wing of the one touched one wall, and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall. And the other wings in the midst of the temple touched one another. And he overlaid the cherubims with gold. And all the walls of the temple round about he carved with divers figures and carvings. And he made in them cherubims and palm trees and divers representations, as it were standing out and coming forth from the wall. And the floor of the house he also overlaid with gold within and without. And in the entrance of the oracle he made little doors of olive tree and posts of 5 corners, and 2 doors of olive tree. And he carved upon them figures of cherubims and figures of palm trees and carvings very much projecting. And he overlaid them with gold, and he covered both the cherubims and the palm trees and the other things with gold. And he made in the entrance of the temple posts of olive tree 4 square, and 2 doors of fir tree, one of each side. And each door was double, and so opened with folding leaves. And he carved cherubims and palm trees, and carved work standing very much out. And he overlaid all with golden plates and square work by rule. And he built the inner court with 3 rows of polished stones, and 1 row of beams of cedar. In the 4th year was the house of the Lord founded in the month Zio. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, the house was finished in all the works thereof, and in all the appurtenances thereof. And he was 7 years in building it. End of side 1, please.